Grundy, our five Panthers come off of a loss Saturday night to North Harrison, 66-45. That was a third-place game of the HDC tournament up at Mercer. They'll head right back up to Mercer for their regular season matchup tonight with the Cardinals, the boys' game at 7:30. Trip to Tri-County tomorrow and then to Meadville on Thursday night for the Panthers, who will be heading right back to Meadville. They'll be making similar road trips here over the next week. Green City will be the opponent 1 week from tomorrow at 5:45 in the 4-5 matchup in Class 1, District number 12. Coach Wells, how are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Tom.
How'd the boys play last week? Just overall, what were your thoughts about what you saw over the week up at Mercer?
Well, you know, we played very well in our win over East Harrison on Tuesday night. Really pleased with the effort and overall play that we received that day. The next two games we played, it was pretty rough. I mean, we were playing very, very talented teams, and some things that we were trying to get accomplished, we just couldn't. It was just very hard to contain those teams. So it was a good week in the fact that we got us a win. A very frustrating week in the fact that we took a couple losses.
In the victory last Monday against East Harrison, 65-60, I know a couple of things from that game. Caden Gann got his 1,000th career point, which is always an outstanding mark for student-athletes to achieve. And Ryan Metcalf scored the ball pretty well for you on that Monday night, Coach.
Yeah, we had a lot of kids that really stepped up for us and played well. Ryan played very well. He was in the starting lineup. He had been coming off the bench and had found a really good spot doing that for us, I thought. But he came off, he did make a start for us, and he played very well. Caden continues to play well, as he has for, you know, he's a junior now for going on 3 years. So yeah, he was able to score 1,000th point. I was very proud of him and very happy for him that he was able to accomplish it that night.
Yeah, and that's something I'm sure he wanted to do, and there's not a whole lot of games left in the season, so there had to be some question throughout the season whether or not he was going to get to that mark or not.
Well, I really didn't keep track of his points real hard, and I was just sitting here one day, and I thought, well, you know, he was our second leading scorer as a freshman, and so I started looking it up, and so I started keeping track of it about 4 or 5 games before he broke the mark. In our last home game, it was homecoming against Hale. He was 3 points shy of it, and so we had the ball out of bounds with about 11 seconds left, and we were behind by 20. But I didn't care. I called a timeout, and I tried to set up a play so that he could get a good look at a 3-ball and get the points in front of everybody at home, but it worked. He just didn't knock the shot down, so it had to come on the road on the following Monday.
That Winston team, you know, I was looking at district brackets and seedings that came out last week, and you know, they're going to be in just a really interesting bracket to me that you know, Grundy's not involved in, so we'll talk about your bracket here. But that Winston team is a 4 seed in districts, and the thing that impresses me about that Winston team, Coach, is that they don't give up much defensively. I mean, it's hard to get 30-35 points against them on a nightly basis.
Yeah, they're a very good defensive ball club. They really do a good job of being in the right place. Their positioning as well. They know what they're trying to accomplish defensively. They switch screens, switch cuts very, very effectively. They communicate well. And that's a lot of it defensively. If you can get your kids to communicate. I remember a story listening to Johnny Dawkins, the coach at Central Florida now, back when he was an assistant coach at Duke, and of course he played at Duke and was a longtime pro, but he said that when he came into the league, the Lakers and the Celtics were the two best teams back in the early 80s, and he said the one thing that set those teams apart was how well they communicated, and a lot of the other teams that weren't as good as them didn't communicate. And so I think that that's a real plus for Winston, the way they play.
Coach, in playing Mercer tonight, what's the biggest challenge in trying to knock off a really good Mercer team on their floor?
Scoring the ball. That's going to be the biggest issue for us. We play better when we're out in the full court and we're able to run the floor, get shots, get to the backboards, and get second and third shot opportunities that way. When we struggle, it's in the half court. And that seems to be a bugaboo that we've had for 3 years now. It's been better sometimes than it has been others, but when we get into a slower pace game, we have a little bit of trouble struggling scoring the basketball. We just really do. And so we need to try to create a quicker tempo if we can tonight to be able to score defensively. I think we'll play all right. I mean, we're not a great defensive team by any means, but we seem to play defense okay. We just give up a lot of second shots, baskets, it appears to me. And there's just a multitude of things that we're going to have to do, but the biggest thing is going to be scoring the basketball.
This Tri-County team, I've talked about them a lot here over the last month and a half on their coaching show on Tuesdays, but they've shown a pretty quick improvement from about Christmas time and Holiday Hoops until now. Against some of the upper echelon of the HDC, they've had struggles, but they're a team that's trending in the right direction.
Yeah, I've seen that team start to get put together now for 3 years, and I thought they were going to have their finest ball club this year, and I think that holds true. We'll have to play well over there at Jamesport to win, but I think we're definitely capable of doing that. So it's just going, you know, every game that we play, Tom, is just tough. I mean, it just really is. I mean, we don't get any sort of slack on our schedule in the last month. I mean, every team that we played has been a team, and we've won some games against teams that against schools that probably a lot of us didn't think we would win against, but we've got some wins like that. And every time we just step out there, it's just hard nosed. You got to be tough.
Absolutely.
At this time of the year, and it's just how it is.
And case in point, you know, Tri-County has its own challenges going on the road in three of the next four. But Meadville at Meadville, we could throw a lot of adjectives for the challenge of that and finish off the regular season, but Meadville's good.
Well, yeah, Meadville is an outstanding ball club. I looked at their schedule, and I forgot exactly who they've played and who they've beaten and everything, and they've just won a lot of games. I mean, they're an outstanding ball club. I think they got a nicer ball club this year than they did last year at this time of the year. But when you line them and Mercer up and Winston, East Harrison is a really good basketball team too. Mm-hmm. I mean, they don't have a whole lot of depth, but they got a front five that's just pretty doggone tough. And you match that up, and then we play Hale a couple times. Northwestern is an outstanding club. We were split with Tina Avalon. They're an outstanding club. Gilman City's a team that's going to be putting it together in the next year or so. We've run up against some really tough competition. And, I mean, that's not to make an excuse of it, but many times your record, I've always said that your record is not indicative of how good you are. It's how good your opponents are. You could have the best team that you've ever had, but if everybody else does, you know, that's going to weigh down your record a lot of times. Yeah. So, you know, things like that, you know. They come around and they go around.
Is the biggest thing for your guys and your program coach? You have athletic ability. You can get out and run. You can do a lot of good things. Is it just, you know, as you said earlier, sometimes it's just about getting that ball so you can get out and run and getting it on the boards.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of it. I mean, I've always said it's easier to speed up a team than it is to slow one down. But if a team is really good and they're able to control the pace of the game, it's hard to speed that team up if they're a real good ball handling club. If you really have to try to take advantage of some situations where the other team is maybe a little bit loose handling the ball and trying to speed them up, and we were able to do that. But when we're playing against the likes of what we played here recently, we just can't throw caution to the wind and go out there and try to get into a full court running game. We've got to be able to do it a little bit different way, and that's a challenge in itself.
Green City lost the Fields kid last year to graduation. I know they have the younger Fields kid coming up, who's an excellent scorer for them. Your quick thoughts about drawing the Gophers next week in districts, Coach?
Well, you know, we played them earlier this year, and they're a team that probably has as much talent as they've had in a long time, but they're just young. And they've lost a lot of close games I shouldn't say a lot of close games, but the games they've lost this year have been very close. They haven't been run out by anybody hardly. And they are very athletic. They are very quick. And they're very good shooters. So, you know, that team right there in our district, given the right circumstances, could make a real big problem for a lot of schools. We're hoping that we get them, of course, but if they get by us, you know, I'm not going to count them out from maybe getting to the finals. I really not, because they got an outstanding team.
Yeah, there are going to be some good teams over there at District 12, no question about it. Trip to Mercer tonight for Grundy R5. Coach, good luck against the Cardinals. We'll catch up with you again next Monday.
All right, thank you, Tom. Have a good day.